This is the first practice session of Lit 102 titled Revealing Questions. It is fairly straightforward yet reasonably challenging. If you want to get into one of the first test simulations before working on speed building on the sequential practice sessions, feel free to do so. Otherwise, this is now the first segment at 180 words per minute. Many of the personnel problems employers face could be eliminated if they hired the right people. It is believed that personal interviews are the best way to select the right people for your business. But how can you really know if you're hiring the right person or simply getting the right answers from the wrong person? You can start by asking better interview questions or, at the very least, asking questions that will lead to honest, sincere, unrehearsed replies. You will need to create a relaxed environment that will enable the applicant to open up, yet avoid being overly casual and turning the interview into an informal chat. That means you must have a game plan going in and know what questions you're going to ask before the interview begins. You also have to know what questions the law prevents you from asking, including those regarding an applicant's age, race, birthplace, religion, and disabilities, as well as marital, family, or pregnancy status. Finding the right people has never been easy. The following are some of the questions that leading-edge business owners are asking young applicants, along with the reasons for asking them. 1. If you were to rate yourself on a scale from hard work or effort to natural ability or talent, where would you put yourself and why? The key to this question is obviously the applicant's answer to the why. This question should make people think about their perceptions of themselves in their work lives. 2. Tell me about a time when it was hard for you to be on time and how you handled it. Does the applicant have a tendency to come up with excuses, or do they place a high value on punctuality? Also, do they look for solutions to problems or place blame and look for excuses? How'd that go?